Jared in here.
He asked me to take a little coffee. You know, my wife switched down to half caffeine Folgers coffee. Half the caffeine, and then when you make 8 cups, you put 4 scoops in. But now I can only put 3 scoops and then 1 scoop of caffeine-free hazelnut. It's pretty tasty. I used to call people wimps who drank decaffeinated coffee, colored water. Tell my father-in-law he's drinking girly coffee, colored water. But I was told I have to cut down on the caffeine. For those of you who know me, I'm not very outgoing. And so caffeine makes me even less outgoing. I say that tongue-in-cheek, obviously. You know, I was just thinking about a verse here. I was talking to my son about this, about cutting ourselves some slack. We are often so occupied. Many out there have just enjoyed the fact that we're justified gratuitously in His grace through the deliverance which is in Christ Jesus. We come to a point, and I was like this for many years, is I rejoiced in my justification, but I constantly mourned about my state. I was thankful to God that I was justified, I was going to heaven, etc. But I was always concerned that my present walk was so bad that God couldn't possibly be pleased with me. I constantly thought about sin, I committed sin, and I'd lose my temper, I'd treat my wife the way she didn't deserve to be treated, I'd lose my patience, I'd lose my cool. And, you know, for those of you who know, I have severe back issues and it hurts a lot and sometimes I get depressed. But, you know, and I keep coming back to this in the scripture is to cut ourselves some slack because we sin because we're mortal. And God's solution to this problem is not trying harder. And I want to read you a passage in Romans chapter 6. In Romans chapter 6, we read this. That in verse 6, that our old humanity was crucified together with him, that the body of sin may be nullified, for us by no means to still be slaving for sin. For one who dies has been justified from sin. Now, we always boast and talk about justification by faith, having to do with the things we've done, our sins in the past. But this passage in Romans 6 is a revelation. That we're not only justified in Romans 3, but we're justified from sin itself in Romans 6. The sin is the root that produces the fruit. Sin is the root, sins are the fruit. And in Romans 6, the Bible says we're justified from the root. Now, everybody here knows that when we're justified by faith, it is regardless of our sins. But in Romans 6, it also says we're justified from sin, regardless of our sins. It has nothing to do with our current practice. Whatever you are right now, whatever your particular sin is, I get emails all the time from people who struggle with this sin, that sin, bad temper, bad language, pornography, all this other stuff, and they're mourning and mourning and mourning. And you know, the first thing you need to do is cut yourself some slack and realize God sees you in Christ. The base of our operations here is in Romans 6. We're always trying to get holy, but recognize well how God sees you in Christ and what your position is. It says here we're justified from sin. Not only are we justified through for our sins, Romans 3, but we're justified from sin. I want you to notice another verse here in Romans 6. So we're going to have to get into this teaching as we go along in these programs here. Regarding our identification with Christ. But Romans 6, verse 17, it says, "Now thanks be to God that you were slaves of sin." You see that? We were. In Romans chapter 6, verse 7, it says, "For one who dies has been justified from sin." It doesn't say, "For one who quits sinning has been justified from sin." It's the one who dies. And we learn in Romans 6 that we died with Christ. We were entombed together with him. It doesn't say that the one who stops sinning is justified from sin, but the one who's died. We have died in Christ, and because of that, we're justified from sin. It has nothing to do with our practice. Verse 17, "Now thanks be to God that you were slaves of sin." You were, past tense. If you lose your temper today, If you look at things you shouldn't look at, you're still dead to sin. You are no longer a slave to sin. Well, what does it mean by that? He goes, yet you obey from the heart, verse 17, the type of teaching to which you were given over. They obeyed the teaching of Romans 5 and 6 that we were identified with Christ. In other words, they appropriated it to themselves. God told them in verse 11 to reckon, to be reckoning themselves as dead to sin, indeed, yet living to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. That was what they obeyed. They recognized this truth, and it was because it was this teaching, this type of teaching, that brought them this deliverance. Yet you obey from the heart the type of teaching to which you were given over. Now notice what it says here, now being freed from sin. Now being freed from sin, not because of your practice, but because of your position. Being freed from sin, how? In Christ's death. You are enslaved to righteousness. In verse 19, as a man I am saying this because of the infirmity of your flesh. Did you hear that? The very same context where Paul says we're freed from sin, he tells us we have infirmity in our flesh. We are freed from sin while infirm in the flesh. Get a hold of that. This is our position. And as soon as you recognize and get to the point in your life where you stop trusting yourself and stop being angry at yourself, forgive yourself, and see what grace has done, and the more we dwell on that, the more we renew our mind in this truth, you'll find that the things we shouldn't do shall slip away. And you know what another problem is we have? Sometimes we don't know what sin is because we're so warped. Some of the things we think are sin may not be sin at all. When I was religious, there were a million things I thought were sinful. I was just at a conference this weekend in Pittsburgh, and Brother Clyde Pilkington was talking about how at one time sex was viewed as dirty, even among married couples in religious circles. What they thought it was sinful. Why is that? Because when you're religious, you not only have a warped view of what's wrong, you also have a warped view of what's right. And so sometimes what we thought was sin was really not sin at all, because we have replaced our own thinking with the authority of Scripture. Think about that one. When somebody is adjusting to truth, people always think you have to re-examine the bad things you did. But you also have to re-examine the good things you thought were good. You also have to examine the bad things you thought were bad. Because sometimes when you get to the truth, you realize you're adjusting. Hey, you know what? I thought that was bad before. And now I know it wasn't bad. It was right. It was good. Sometimes we thought what we thought was sin was actually the right thing. And so adjust yourself to this. Believe the truth that you are freed from sin right now. And the more you live in this atmosphere of liberty, the more you'll be adjusted to truth, and God will give you peace. God wants you to have peace. And then Romans 5:1 says, being justified. Romans 5:1 says, being then justified by faith, we may be having peace toward God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have that now. We're not only justified by His gratuitously in His grace because of what we've done, we're also justified from the root, sin itself. Friends, live and enjoy this truth. Be happy in God. He's not angry with you. He sent His Son for you, and you are in Christ. And now, with your mind thinking on these things, you will know what to do as time goes on. Stay in the Scriptures, my friends. Believe these things. Believe God, not the clergy. Believe the Scriptures and the truths that Paul lays out here in Romans 6, 7, and 8. Ponder this. There needs to be a new reformation. Most of you I know believe you're justified. But most of you are still struggling with sin. Stop struggling. Stop struggling. God's way of victory is not by winning the victory. It's by recognizing that sin is too powerful for you. You've got to stop struggling with it and reckon the way God tells you to reckon, that because you're identified with Christ, you are positionally, you are dead to it, and you're living to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Great news, my friends. The Scripture is to bring you joy and peace, not a slavery of religion. Enjoy your God, and now go out in your day today and enjoy it to His glory and with peace and love to all around you. We'll talk to you next time.